Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three. I also forgot to tell you to do the rewind. I suck today, Nick. I'm sorry. 713-780-ESPN, your number.
They actually
seven.
Told me there wouldn't be a rewind. That's the reason why. I was actually ready and prepared for it. I was going to do it. So
no, I didn't tell you there wasn't going to be one.
No, Tyler did. That's the reason.
Oh, well, then.
He said there may not be a rewind. So.
Well, no, then that's on Tyler. That's not on me. I've taken enough.
Yeah, let him live with that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. That we'll put the shame bell on him for that one.
I just threw Tyler under the bus, but yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. He's not here to defend himself. If he were here, then we'd have a rewind. So it's totally on him. 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Booker T5X.
Five, man.
5X, five time. That much
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
At Brad Gilmore, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel and see all these handsome gentlemen, myself not included. Fun first 2 hours. It's already flown by.
Yeah, man. When you're having fun, everything seems to just flow.
That's right.
And that's what we try to do every night, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday inside the Hall of Fame. We have fun. Our listeners, man, they want to have fun before they get ready to go to bed or before they get ready to go out and have some fun. Yeah, that's what we do.
And that's why it's such a great fit to have you guys on the Blitz, because basically everybody's stuck out there in traffic right now and apparently in rainstorms and everything else.
Yeah,
we just want to entertain them.
Yeah.
Get them home safely.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
Definitely get home safe.
So Mike tweeted at the Degenerates 975. He needs to tweet at the ESPN thing for the giveaway. So, Nick, do we have enough here?
I've got four if you want to.
If you've got four, then let's tell the people about them, and then we'll tweet it out and they can vote. Or you can pick. You know what? Why don't we just have all – we'll just all vote.
Sure.
Don't give us the name. Just give us the person. How's that? Or give us what they say.
So, okay, this person said day one blitzer. The reason why I included them or her, him or her in the first four was because the Twitter handle was at Blitzer Jesse. So I'm assuming this really, Jesse is really a day one blitzer.
Okay, but he is a longtime listener and a very good contributor on Twitter. I would say so far, clubhouse leader.
Yeah, he's the front runner for sure.
Yeah.
So you want me to just give you Twitter handles, right? Not their names, maybe?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay, at 10 beers, drank too much, and I can't remember Fred, so I should go back. at HTX Brews, brought free beer last time and plans on bringing free beer again. Okay, can always welcome someone like that to the party.
Absolutely.
And then the last one is... at Michael 775, best sports radio show on the planet, sports and true entertainment in one package. I figured you'd like that one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. It's a good one, but he doesn't say why he deserves it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm still leaning toward Jesse.
But
Jesse said, I've been down since day one. He's got the show title in his handle.
Yeah, but when you get put over like you just get put over right there, man. That's like
you feel good.
That's like somebody doing a job for you.
You know what? I'm going to do this because I can. I'm going to pick two winners and not give one away tomorrow. How's that?
Sounds sure. Good.
Let's do, how about Jesse and the beer man?
Makes sense. I figured that'd be the perfect two to pick out of those four, honestly.
Yeah. Are we all in agreement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Beer man. Yeah, he going to be drinking.
There you
beer
go.
Man gets paid.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been drinking. I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Sebastian, is Aaron also on vacation? Yeah, he's gone. I think he's back tomorrow.
I believe he's
right?
Back tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Because tomorrow will be the boss and the gloss filling in. Mm-hmm. So, we'll have David Gowan here.
Boss man. Boss man himself.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I Don't tell him I said this, but we're in contract negotiations right now, which is why I'm having him on the air. You know.
Oh, I see. Butter him up a little bit. I feel you. It's a smart strategy.
Reverse psychology.
Actually, we all have a lot of fun whenever they fill in. So they do a real nice show on Monday nights that comes on before you guys.
They're our lead-in, for sure.
So they'll be tomorrow. And then Thursday is Patrick Creighton, who is the loudest person in the entire... You can hear him
You can hear him coming up the elevator.
Yeah.
You really can.
When you park outside, you can hear Patrick.
and he'll be talking on the phone to, I presume, his wife. Maybe he's got a side piece. I don't know. But he's doing his show the whole time.
I don't know if he's F-line. Pull all that off. You know, be a juggler, man.
You never know.
You never know.
But he'll be sitting there going, I don't know what the Mets are doing. What are the Mets doing?
It's actually a pretty good impression. Sounds kind of just like him.
I'm serious. I was like, wait, let me look to my left.
Brother loves to talk, too. I love Pat, but he loves to talk. Like, we'll come in here to do our show on Wednesday. Is it Wednesdays he's on before us?
Yeah.
And he'll talk to us as our theme song is playing.
Hey, bro, we're getting ready to start.
Hey, we got 10 seconds.
Let me tell you about my day.
We give Patrick a lot of props because we're here because of Patrick, man.
Absolutely.
Patrick's one of the huge reasons why we're here on 97.5 on ESPN. Big props to Patrick, man.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I mean, I only make fun of people I like, so there's that. But, it's been great having you guys come over, and it's we have a different kind of mentality, I think, that and it all starts with David Gow and a lot of those guys, but we tend to root for each other over here. We all are kind of trying to help each other and build the station, and it's worked out great. And hopefully you guys have kind of seen a little bit of that since you've been here.
We love it.
You
know. It's a perfect fit for us.
Definitely. We love it. We've been having so much fun. When we do the show, we come in and it's over before it starts, seem like, you know. And like I say, the time that we spent in Vegas, I said it. I mean, ESPN made my dream come true to be a part of that environment, to be a part of that atmosphere, and to be a part of the team. I talk about team all the time. When there's one loose link in the chain, you take that link out, put it back together, and you just keep on rolling. And that's what we're going to be doing around here.
And I think you got a chance to see a little bit of that while we were in Vegas. It's like when we had an opportunity to get somebody on your show, you know, just reach out and say, hey, get down here.
We had Boom Boom Mancini.
Yeah.
That was one of my idols, man, a legend in the sport. We had Boom Boom Mancini. I got a chance to talk to and touch and shake the hand of Boom Boom. I hung out with Jerry Cooney, and we had so much fun fight night. It was unbelievable.
He wouldn't leave you alone, man.
I'll
tell you what, though. Jerry Cooney I like a lot. But our last show on Friday, he was walking out, and so I was walking out with him. We were talking, and he was really confused. He had no idea where we were, and you know, it's like I've seen him like that a couple times.
Every time we saw him, he had a handler.
Yeah, but I had to walk him all the way to the casino
because
he had no idea where to go, and it's like. Here, you've been here 4 days now.
He's been there probably 100 times. Over his years.
Well, I tell you what, he was sharp as a tack fight night because he couldn't, because you know, he had Pac, Book, of course, had Thurman, and he could not wait to rub it in Book's face after every single round.
We had a great time. We had such a great time. But like you say, talking to guys like Danny Garcia.
Leonard Ellerbe.
Yeah, Leonard. That was a highlight for me to actually be a part of something like that. And I can't wait till the next one. The next one's going to be even bigger and better, and I cannot wait.
You guys have to give me one afternoon while we're there to take you guys to Santa Anita. What's funny, though, is because when you talk to him, he was just sharp as a tack. But then little stuff like that.
Right.
And you just wonder, I mean, it's another guy's took how many shots to the head over the years.
We talk about that all the time as far as, we talk about it in mixed martial arts right now because mixed martial arts is only, a little over 20 years old. And a lot of those guys really haven't gotten to that point to where the effects are really weighing heavily on them. But you wonder, you know, what the effects are going to be on guys like that who's been getting, you know, the elbow to the head, who've been getting the knee to the head, who've been getting the shin to the head. That right there, I don't think that's something the human body is built to do. And I just wonder how those guys are going to feel the effect.
Yeah, I mean, or like Juan that we were talking about. Juan Adams got all those punches to the back of the head.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, because Juan Adams definitely, we got an APB out on Juan Adams. We got the FBI looking for him. We got the CIA.
He's still on Twitter. He's still tweeting like crazy.
He called into the show. I mean, he's a resident of the show there for a second. And then all of a sudden he's going dark. You know, we got ICE looking for Juan Adams right now.
Oh,
I'm just playing. Yeah. That's just jokes.
It's just jokes.
It's only
entertainment.
Juan's one of those guys. I just want him to be successful so bad because he's got such a great personality. And he's the kind of guy that I think could be huge. You just gotta win some of these fights, man. It's two in a row now, so he's got one more left, I think, on his contract. So hopefully he can get a good win.
That's
there.
The fight game, though. I mean, it's an up and down sport. You know, you win and you lose, and it's not a time you walk in the octagon or the ring where you can feel that confident enough where you know you're gonna walk out victorious. I was listening to Mike Tyson talk, and as many knockouts we saw Mike Tyson display in the middle of that square circle. He said he was so scared walking to the ring, and you never would have guessed or thought Mike Tyson was scared.
Not one time.
But that's truly you got to be, because like I said, the guy that walks inside that ring, they're different than any. I mean, the majority of us walking on this earth, and it takes a special kind of person to actually do that. I watched Mike Tyson then, and I watch Mike Tyson now, and it seems like he want to forget all about, you know, that career before. So it's rough.
The one time I think he looked scared was Buster Douglas. When he walked in that ring, he looked scared.
Yeah, yeah, I tell you.
For some reason, he looked. I've never seen anything like that from that guy. And he was, all of his fights before that, maybe he was scared, but he sure didn't look it, man. He looked like he was going to destroy you. And that one, he looked like he'd already been punching the balls before he walked out there.
Something was up. You could smell it.
It's always a woman. It's Robin Givens.
Hey, no, it was them Japanese geisha girls, man.
Either one will do it to you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And just for those of you on the Twitch channel and for those of you on the text line, I will do the next giveaway will be for you guys. So got Twitter taken care of here. It won't be tomorrow. It'll be Thursday because I just gave away tomorrow's but you know what? I can do that. You know why? This is my show. I want to give away two things. I can. Fine. If I have to take one person off of my personal list that I haven't done yet, I will. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ, but Booker T, Brad Gilmore. Boy, we're having a lot of fun here. Tin Beer said, I wrote the funniest thing I could think of. No love for the creative process. I never got to yours. Nick picked four, so don't blame me. We went with the ones that he picked. It's because...
Blame Nick.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't Nick's fault, blame Tyler.
I don't know what the hell's Andrew doing in there now.
Blame Andrew. Even better.
He keeps looking like he wants to get on the microphone.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What is going on?
What is going on in there?
Probably better for Andrew not to be involved with the broadcast at all.
I think so.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Honestly, the only ones that we heard were the four that Nick read. So.
There was literally six or seven by the time you tossed to me about it, so I picked the four out of the seven that I saw.
Okay, well, then...
So, I feel like we got two good ones. I feel like we got two good winners.
Yeah, Tin Beers was very upset because he wrote the funniest thing he could think of. So I didn't see what Tin Beers was. And all I can think of is Tin Bears from Outlaw Josie Wales.
I love this. Oh, come on, man.
He's beating you. You're gonna lose this battle. You better start getting him in.
The words.
We're in the championship rounds.
I was like the hair. I got out quick.
There is iron in your words of life, Burrow. Jeez. Let's grab Charles. Charles has a question for Booker T.
Charles, welcome inside the Blitz. From where are you calling? What's your question?
I'm just calling to say what's up to the champ and ask him about his heat with the Young Bucks back in his TNA days. I was just curious about that. No handshake bullshit on how.
Whoa. Got a little overzealous.
You're gone.
Don't get hot about it, Charles. Come on now. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's gone.
I know what he's talking about.
He's a little wound up there.
Yeah, he was hot. He sounded like he's from Australia, maybe from Scotland, maybe or something like that.
No, he's from the bar down the street.
I had no heat with the Young Bucks or anything like that. But there was the handshaking incident, and I don't know if it was those guys just
explain that though. Explain what the handshake thing
the
is.
The thing was
in wrestling,
the Young Bucks were two young guys who were getting a tryout with WWE back then. And normally when you see the young guys in the hallway, they're, you know, if you're, you know, one of the
elk. That was the storm.
If you're one of the elk.
Was that thunder we just heard?
That was.
I think it was. Yeah.
Right.
If you're one of the elder statesmen, they come shake your hand. How you doing, Mr. Booker? You know what I mean, I'm such and such. And these guys, they pretty much didn't say anything to me. And I don't know if they were nervous or later on we found out they was nervous.
Yeah.
We actually talked to them. And then I walked by a little bit later and I set my jacket on this deal. And they were leaning on my jacket. And I walk over to the guys and I go, hey man, you're leaning on my jacket here. And he goes, oh, okay. You know, and he moved out of the way and I got my jacket. He still didn't say, how you doing, Booker T? Maybe he was scared and intimidated a little bit, you know, because I am 6'3" tall.
You're a little aggressive.
I am, you know, 253 pounds of romping, stomping, grave digging destruction, and I can be intimidating at times. And they didn't shake my hand, and I said something about it on Twitter or something. I said they didn't shake my hand. Then it went viral as far as them not shaking my hand. They took it. Like you said, you didn't even know who the Young Bucks were.
Yeah, until then.
But they took it and made a big thing out of it, and it pretty much went viral. You know, them not shaking my hand, which made it a big issue. And then we, you know, buried the hatchet, whatnot. But it was about the young guys, you know, not paying respect to the young, to the older guys. I think that was the general gist of it. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's what those guys were doing as far as not paying respect. I think they just was, you know, out of place and, you know, just out of their element at that time. But I'm cool with the Young Bucks. Yeah.
They're good people, man. I mean, when we had them on the show and they explained that, it also shows their mindset of to take something like that, run with it, and, you know, build themselves up.
Hey, man, you could take something, you know, and build off of it and get people to recognize you, know who you are because of. Hey, do it, because in this world, it's all about coming up. It's all about, you know, getting to the next level. And those guys right now, they're part of a whole new wrestling organization getting ready to kick off here, you know, very, very soon on TNT. And they, with Cody Rhodes, they pretty much was the spark behind the flame. Give it up for those young guys. Hopefully they'll make it work. AEW, we will see. We will see.
Do you think it'll be successful?
Man, you know, anything's possible. But you only get one bite at the apple. We saw that with this new, you know, football league that just closed down. We saw it with the XFL, you know, when it came around. You know, Big Three. Been doing an awesome job. The first bite of the apple, people loved it. You know what I mean? So they got a second bite, a third bite. You know what I mean? So hopefully if AEW go out and pull this thing off on television, on TNT, they got to get through the first year, man. I wouldn't even say the first year. I would say the first 6 months, because 52 weeks out of the year, they're going to have to produce, not wrestle on the show. They got to produce a product. And can you imagine trying to create Shakespeare every week?
Yeah, we do it 3 times a week. They do it 5 times a week. You know what I'm saying?
But that's us. But I'm just saying.
But doing the right from the writing to the production to everything. I mean,
the travel.
Yeah, and it's to me, I'm curious about it. I hope it's successful, because I think the more opportunities it creates for people and guys that go to your school. The more the more opportunities that are out there, the better. But you also need to have a good business model, and they got money behind it. But a lot of these,
they got the Khan family.
Yeah.
But when money starts going out, you know, and you don't see a whole lot coming in, you know, you can. Ted Turner, at one point, he went, "Wait a minute, how much money did I lose?"
Yeah,
and he go, "Let me
shut it down,
shut it down." You know, so those guys, right now, they got a great thing going, man. If they could just guide the ship, if they can get everybody on the same page, you know, I always talk about, you know, having butterflies. You know, if you can get all of those butterflies to line up and fly straight, these guys could have a hell of a chance at going out there and pulling off something big, something that haven't been done since WCW. So I'm hoping the best one. Man, I really am.
Xavier wants me to ask you, do you remember the good old days at the Rhinestone Wrangler when they had the bikini contest?
I'll talk to Brad and Gilmore.
We were just
all
talking about the Rhinestone,
about the Rhinestone Wrangler.
Wrangler,
man.
They had a bikini contest?
Man, oh my God. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, man. I'm going to tell you right now. The Rhinestone Wrangler, wet t-shirt night. That's where the Ghetto Boys first got started, man. Willie D and Top Ski, before the Ghetto Boys even came around, them boys was banging. I even took to the stage one night. Didn't work out too well. But, yeah, I do remember.
You were in the wet t-shirt contest?
No.
Oh, I misunderstood that.
The rap contest. You know, it was a rap contest as well.
But, I would be okay in the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, there you go. Fine.
All right, guys, I have to tell you. When they walked in today, I asked me what's going on with a haircut. It's like, well, it's not a haircut. I went to see my man, Dr. Linville, and basically it's not hair replacement either because it's your own hair. It's really cool what he does here. They basically take hair from the back of your head, and they just move it to the front of your head. It transplants them to where you're thinning, and it can even redraw your hairline. My hairline is already about 3 inches lower than it was, and it's not even close to how good it's going to look when it grows out. But I'm already seeing a huge difference. And you want to get in on it, just go to 975hair.com and set up your appointment. It's easy. It's minimal discomfort. I was back at work the next day. Actually, I was back at work the day I had it done, which probably was a little bit, you know, overzealous. But back at work the next day. And what I love about this process is Dr. Linville's been through it himself. And he does a lot of plastic surgery, a lot of things. But he really wants to focus on this because he wants to help guys like me. And I was at that point where it's like, okay, it's either time to just shave it and go bald, or it's time to get something done. And I looked at a lot of other places, and then after talking to Dr. Linville, I was sold. And I think you will be too. You're going to feel better about yourself. It's an awesome process. Go check it out at 975hair.com, offering discounted consultations just for ESPN listeners. 975hair.com. You don't have to be bald. Get your hair back.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This thing's flown by, guys.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I think it's kind of fascinating what you guys were talking about off air, about bouncing back and how life can take you in a lot of different directions and how sometimes you do need a setback to straighten you out. And I find that fascinating because I think, you know, I've had my own issues and if, and I've made plenty of mistakes and yet those led me to the next step, which sent me in a different direction. And maybe as you get older, you kind of look at how you wound up where you are and it's like, I wouldn't trade anything, not a single thing,
right,
good or bad, because it got me to where I am and where I'm going. And I have no idea where I'm going yet, but I don't think I'm done. And, you know, but there's some things that, I'm not proud of. I've pretty much sucked as a husband for 2.5 marriages. But, you know, it got me to where I am, and I learned from them. At least I tried to.
Well, if you don't learn from it, you just keep making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
That's the end game as far as that goes. You know, for me, we was talking about, you know, when I made a change as far as life goes, if I would not have gone to prison, you know, would I be talking to you guys right now? I think not. I'm almost sure I would not be talking to you guys right now if I didn't, you know, get a serious reality check and realize, man, life could be over with at the blink of an eye. Man, knowing what it, what air smells like in the prison and knowing what it smells like out of the prison. You may not understand that, but it's a totally different smell. Okay.
Right.
And literally to be able to appreciate that and wake up in the morning and say, God, man, I understand now. It's very, very important. And I wouldn't have never gotten that experience if I wouldn't have walked through those bars. Is it something that I wanted to do? No. Is it something that I feel like I needed in my life? You know, No, I don't. But for it to happen to me at that time, I definitely needed a reality check on life. And there's so many young kids out there get that same reality check, and then they go in. When they come out with an X on their back, and they're lost, they feel like they're at the end of the tunnel. But I assure you, young people, you're not. We all go through things, but being redeemed, that is the beauty of life. Being redeemed. I think we've been redeemed. That comes from Most Wanted.
All right, I think you're tied now.
Yeah, yeah, Keenan Ivory Wayne. Yeah, I think we've been redeemed. Yeah, that's what it was.
No, I hear you. Smart, you know, I've always heard my whole life, the smart man learns from his mistakes, you know. And I have, like, the privilege of being around people like you, Book, Fred, and then even, you know, my family's so spread out. My oldest brother's 23 years older than I am. So I've got to see a lot of people go through some mistakes, take some missteps. And then, you know, smart man learns from his mistakes. Wise man learns from the mistakes of others, right? So I've been taking notes.
Yeah.
Don't do this. Don't go to Rhinestone Wrangler. You know what I mean? Like, I just wrote that down in my book.
Hey, man, Rhinestone Wrangler was hot.
Is that where you're doing the jitterbug?
No, bro.
Hold my ace king preflop.
Yeah, right. See, Fred knows what I'm talking about.
No, I was getting over it, man. I was over in the stone, man. Yeah.
Let's get one more question on for you with Dave.
All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome to the Blitz. From where are you calling? What's your question?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Houston. Question for Booker T, man. A big fan of my childhood, watching you on TV and everything. Before the night's over, you got to say, tell me. He did not just say that.
I get that for you.
Question. If you have to pick one part of your career to just have it, was with Stone Cold Steve Austin, where y'all were doing all this wrestling outside the ring, or with The Rock, with all the trash talking y'all did, it was awesome. Y'all have to pick one. Which one would you take? Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Dave. So, was it Austin or Rock? Is that what the question was?
Yeah. It'd probably be Austin. You know what I mean? Rock and I, we had some great stuff together as well. But Stone Cold Steve Austin and I, the epic grocery store fight, you know, at the Green Frog in Bakersfield, California. It'll go down in infamy in the history and annals of time as one of the all-time great entertaining moments. And I love that. Steve and I, we've always had a certain feel in the ring, even working with each other. And the thing is, you're not going to even, you know, people don't even think about those matches that, you know, we had or anything like that. But we had great stuff together, man.
Yeah.
That's just a stamp of approval saying, man, we entertain to the highest degree. But me and The Rock was cool, but me and Stone Cold, we had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Did you ever see The Rock becoming the movie star that he is now?
You know, I said I wouldn't say I saw him becoming the movie star that he has, that he's become the one of the most top, you know, drawing actors in Hollywood, if not the top. But one thing about The Rock back in the day, everyone in the locker room, all those guys knew that this young man over there, man, he has talent, man. There's something about that guy. And all of those guys in the locker room, they got behind him. They put the rocket on him and said, we're going to send this kid straight to the moon. That's exactly what happened. And then when Hollywood came calling, he was a perfect candidate to go and get it done and do it to to a high degree, as well as make the wrestlers look pretty awesome at the same time. The Rock, actually, he could be the president of the United States if he ran. That's how popular that young man
and likable.
Yeah, and likable. He really
he's was. Just got it, it's funny because that era with Stone Cold and him and you, that's kind of when I quit watching wrestling at the end of that sort of group there. There was just something about that dude when he with the eyebrow and he'd do the same sayings especially, over and over, but there was just a charisma to him. And I really didn't care about his actual wrestling. It's just he was fun to watch. Yeah. It was just and like when he'd come on and get the microphone, I'm dropping what I'm doing to hear what he has to say.
When The Rock would pick up the guitar and go in the middle of the ring and get a chair and sing a song. That right there was, I like, man, this dude is over, man. You can't compete with that. You just have to jump on and ride, man, and say, hey, man, just hopefully they get me in the main event with you because it's going to be checks, baby, big checks going to come along with it. You know what I mean? I believe in that, man, but he was special, man. He really was one of the special ones, man. They don't come like him too often.
I've just never seen somebody control the crowd from, like you were saying, Fred, from the mic. I think we talked about when he could just say, in front of the millions, and then the whole crowd, sings along with him, and millions. And he's like, they're chanting his name, and then he gets the whole crowd to say, Rocky, Rocky. I mean, he just knew how to get them engaged. I've never seen anything like
it. Yeah, he stole a lot of my stuff, too. But it's all good. It's all good, Rock. Yeah, he put me over last week. It's all good. Yeah,
you should be having you as an extra in some of these movies of his.
You know what I just said last week, after he put the tweet out about him and I in one of our epic matches, and he said how great of a worker I was. I said, I'm going to start watching his movies. I'm going to start studying.
Yeah, don't bother with game plan. No.
Yeah, you could probably take a pass.
Or Tooth Fairy.
So I'm going to start watching his movies and see if I can get up on game and maybe give a phone call, a tweet, I drop a tweet, a DM.
Hey, brother.
Hey, I'm over here.
I'm definitely in LA in September.
Most definitely. So, good people though, good people.
And when you work with a lot of guys over a long period of time, but you guys spend a lot of time together. You got to like each other, right? I mean,
no.
I'm sure there's some people you don't like, but for the most part, you got to. It's almost like. Yeah, it's almost like being in a band.
It really is. It was. Back in the day, we were on the road 270 days plus sometimes. And we were with each other more than we was with our families. It wasn't something that was recommended for a young man or a young woman to get married back then because it just didn't work out. It just wasn't in the cards or anything like that. But you love it at the same time. And when you're young, you can go a mile a minute. You can't wait to get to the next town. You can't wait to get on a plane and go to a foreign country. You know what I mean? You wake up in like I said, in Australia or Brazil. You wake up in, I've been to India. I woke up in Iraq, in the middle of the war zone. And it was such an awesome feeling to be there in front of those soldiers, those young men and those young women that was out there, working, man. They was working. I'm talking about putting in work and then for us to actually perform for the soldiers in Iraq, Camp Spiker, Tikrit City. Big ups, man. Big ups. Yeah, man. It was awesome.
All right. We only have one segment left. We have a little thing called Hey Man Bleep that we do. So, hopefully you guys have something lined up. Something that has pissed you off. That's it. I'll go first when we come back so that you guys will kind of get an idea. All right. I can't believe we're only down to one segment again. This has been fun, man. I really appreciate you guys. We have to do this again. All right. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, fun show. Really want to thank you guys for coming in. We'll definitely do this again.
Yeah, man, we would love to. This flew by.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Great time, man. Great times.
We have fun on the show, just like you guys do. So it's a good fit. All right, this is how we wrap up the show on Tuesdays. We do a little thing called Hey Man, Bleep That, where we rant about something that happens to bother us. So there's our music. I'll go first. You guys use Uber Eats or anything like that?
Yeah, I like Favor.
And you get food delivered a lot, DoorDash, Grubhub, whatever, or just your pizza place. I have some bad news. Of 1,518, can you turn that music down just a little bit?
Oh, it's jammed, a little hot.
1,518 American adults were surveyed, and of the respondents, 500 of those were delivery drivers. And here's what you're not going to want to hear. 28% of them admitted they had eaten the customer's food at least once.
Gosh.
28%. So one out of every four times that you order food, they're eating your food. I mean, frankly, if that's your job, how the hell are you doing that? Because sooner or later, somebody, if I pick up my burger and it's got a bite out of it, I'm going to go ahead and call Uber Eats or wherever and tell them that you're a scumbag who ate my burger. Hey, man, that. Exactly.
I like Uber Eats, man, but it's hard for me to, you know, order my food and let somebody bring it, unless it's a pizza. You know, I trust the pizza places.
Don't trust the Uber, 28% of them.
The Uber people, you know, they're like the Uber drivers. You might get murdered. You know what I mean? Anything could happen. But go ahead, Brad.
Something that, hey, man, F that. I got to say to all the national media and some of the media here locally, too, you know, people who are saying that James Harden and Russell Westbrook won't work, you're out of your mind. You have two of the last three MVPs. You have guys who have grown up together in South Central LA since they were 10 years old. They have a bond. They're like brothers, Book. It goes beyond basketball. This is about blood. And if you don't think these two guys will work out, man, we're winning the championship this year. And everybody else, hit it, Nick.
Hey, man, that.
All right. You know what, man?
Fired up on that one. Good job.
A little bit.
I ain't going sports or nothing like that, man, you know. But, you know, I'm talking about just everyday life, you know what I mean? I like driving, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
I like to get in my Corvette, you know, and I like to ride fast, you know what I mean? And I like to get on the freeway and do this. And it's something called the fast lane. You know, when people ride in the fast lane and they ain't going fast, man.
Hey, man, that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what it is? It's old people. Old people get in that left-hand lane, they think they own it, and this just a public service announcement. If people are passing you on the right and you're in the left-hand lane, get your ass out of the left-hand
lane.
Move
over, man. Absolutely. Move over. Move over, man. You know, and that right there, that ticks me off so bad. Oh, when people just assume. I got another one, man. Can I use another one?
Oh, you can go
spend. I got another one, man. You know, when people just assume. You know, I know I'm black, you know. I know that.
Really?
You know?
What gave it away?
I've done the show. I had no idea. You know, we've done the show for 3 hours.
But I get on the airplane, you know, not too long ago, right? You know, I'm Global Services. You know what I mean? Premium all the time. And I get on the plane and I'm row three. It's only three seats in first class. So I put my bag up top and the brother say, "Excuse me, sir, that's for first class only." And I go, "Brother, you must don't know who I am. Let me talk to the pilot." You know
hey,
what I mean?
Man,
so when people just assume, don't assume. You know what I mean? Just because I got dreadlocks, you know, give me a break.
Yeah. I think once my hair grows back, I may try the dreadlocks.
I think it would be a good look for you.
I think that's a direction I'm
going.
Hey,
man, this is 20 years of growth. You know what I mean? I treat it like a chia pet. You know, I water it every day. I talk to it. I stroke it. You know, I make sure she's feeling.
You stroke the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Most definitely.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
The rest goes without saying. Come on.
Hey, exactly. You know, and I tell you, man, I say God got the Clippers now. I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to see how this thing works out because, like, it'll be fun to be able to just actually have some style again.
No, you know
I'm
what,
thinking man, of like going look, full look, Joey Ramone.
Can I tell you, man? Can I tell you something? Don't take it for, you know what? I think that's one of the problems just with men in general. Men don't, they don't, we don't groom ourselves like women or anything like that. I ain't feminine like that, but I groom myself and I make, you know, like my hair, I make sure I take care of it. I make sure I get in the mirror and, you know, make sure my mustache and my beard is nice and trim and whatnot. You know, men sometimes they won't wash their hair for 3 months. You know what I mean? Put some oil on it, you know, and whatnot. You know, I mean, you got to make sure you taking care of yourself, because if you ain't taking care of yourself, trust me, you breaking down, man. It's like a car. You know, you got to get up under the hood sometime and make sure you change the spark plugs. Make sure that filter, man, ain't got too much dirt on it. You might even want to take the car to the car wash and get one of those professional washings down to make sure it's nice and spot. Hey, man, we're men here. That's what men do.
All right. Thank you guys so much for filling in. And tune back in at 9 o'clock. You'll get them again. Nick, good job, man. I think all these screw-ups today were either mine or Tyler's fault. So,
or Andrew.
I'll take 50% of the responsibility.
Well, no, we're going to throw Andrew in there just because Andrew never gets blamed for anything. See, this is what happens with you handsome people. You get away with everything. You know, the rest of us. Mm. All right. So I'm going to give Nick a solid A today. I'm going to give Brad an A+.
Boom.
I'm going to give Booker an A+.
Booyah!
I'm going to give myself a really strong D-.
Oh, man, come on. Come on.
All right. Hope everybody has a great night.